This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
The Gospel of John leaves us with this enigmatic verse, John 21:25, which says, "Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world could not have room for the books that would be written." Remember that John's Gospel was the last one to be written, so he would have the others available to him. He is not talking just about his book, but about all of the Gospels. We cannot know in this life what those things were, but we do have a few examples of references to things Jesus did or said that are not recorded in the Gospels. One that caught my attention is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verse 4, where Jesus says to his disciples concerning Lazarus, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." They were not in Bethany. In fact, Jesus had just gotten word that Lazarus was sick. We do not know how that message came to him, but what struck me was later, where Martha and the others were gathered at the tomb of Lazarus in Bethany, and Jesus said to them, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God?" So, when did he tell them that? Was it through the same messenger who brought the message to him telling him that Lazarus was sick? We do not know for sure, but we do know he had told them at some previous time. We know that Jesus traveled a great deal, and while we are told much of what he did on those travels, there is a great deal of time that is not accounted for. We know from the many examples that are given to us that he spent a lot of time in prayer, but exactly what he prayed, we are not told. We do know that it was to his Father that he prayed. If I may make just a comment or two about that, Jesus seemed to pray without ceasing. He tells us that he did only what his Father told him to do, and said only what his Father told him to say. That sounds like constant communication. And while he did often go off by himself to pray, it seems to be evident that he prayed wherever he was. So there was no set place or time or position or occasion. It was constant fellowship with his Father. That is what we are to aspire to. On a lighter note, today you can walk around talking seemingly to yourself, and no one will think a thing about it. They will think you are talking to someone on the phone. So, go ahead and talk to God while you're walking around. It's all right. But there is one concrete example of something Jesus said that was not recorded in the Gospels. We have Paul to thank for this wonderful tidbit. It is to be found in Acts 20:35, which says, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Since none of the Gospel writers recorded this, it must be something Paul heard from Jesus directly. That means Paul saw Jesus and was with him at some time, just as Paul had said. It validates Paul as an apostle also. But to return to the opening statement, which was, "Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world could not have room for the books that would be written." As I mentioned before, this included all of the Gospels, but John had told us this earlier in chapter 20:31, which says, "Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." So while there is much that is not written, there is enough. It is important to note here that John is referring to his gospel, the Gospel of John, but in the later reference he seems to be referring not only to his gospel, but to all of the gospels. The things left out of the account of the life of Jesus, known as the gospels, can be somewhat deduced by what is recorded. Jesus did not change. His message was the same throughout his life. His attitude was the same. He loved people, but hated the deeds they did. That also is a guideline for us. As I have heard it said, love the sinner, hate the sin. That is not easy to do. It is not easy to separate the person from what he says or does. It is hard for us to do, and it is even harder for him to allow us to do it. In the world, to hate what someone says or does is to hate the person, it seems. But Jesus never stopped trying to bring people to believe in him. Even Judas received that same love. Judas was addressed as friend, even as he was betraying Jesus. That has been recorded. But be aware of gaps in time and changes of place and wonder what Jesus was doing during them as you just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.